go ahead, hit the send all button. Everyone you know needs to know what you know. Find out what you know in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. Email programs have a dangerous option, the Send All tab. Click it and you will accidentally send your message meant for one person to the 1,200 people in your organization. It happens. I know someone who did exactly that. Peter would have loved the Send All option. His letter that we call 1 Peter is the New Testament equivalent of a Send All message. It was a message that everyone needed to know. He begins that letter in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 with these words, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in the sanctification of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and for sprinkling with his blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you." Peter is writing a message of hope to some believers who were very discouraged and disheartened. They faced tremendous persecution, so Peter writes how these fellow believers can keep their focus on Christ, how they can find hope in their faith despite their terrible circumstances. He starts by identifying himself, and then Peter addresses his letter to the widest audience of any of the New Testament letters we have preserved, to believers scattered throughout the provinces of Asia Minor. As bad as things were, they were about to get much worse. We date Peter's letter just prior to the time that Nero becomes the emperor of Rome. Nero's systematic persecution of believers would be both horrific and devastating. Their current persecution had forced these believers to flee from their homes, to go into regions where they were complete strangers and usually seen as outcasts. How would they continue in that environment knowing that it was going to get worse? They could do so by keeping their focus on Christ. When I was in Little League, our coach told us to keep our eye on the ball. Whether you're at bat or out in the field, you can't make the play if you're looking at the bleachers or at the snow cone stand. Believers need that same encouragement. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Whatever circumstances you may be in at this moment, whether you're in a time of great times or whether it's a time that's difficult, keep your life focused on Christ. Don't go to work each day just to bring home a paycheck. Go to your place of business as an opportunity to serve the Lord by providing a Christian witness and example in that place. Don't go to school just to pass along to the next grade with the coming year. Go to a mission field of opportunity to give testimony to what Christ has done in your life and what he can do in the life of your friends. Don't come home each day just to plop down on the couch and occupy space until the next morning. Come home to a family God has given to you, to a neighborhood where God has placed you, to an opportunity to give him glory. We are here for a purpose. Twice, Peter emphasizes in this passage that God has chosen us, that he places us where we are according to his purpose. The believers of Peter's day probably wondered how they had wound up in some town where they didn't know anybody. Peter tells them God placed you there because there are people in that community that needed to know the message of Christ. You are not where you are by accident. God placed you there for a reason. Keep your focus on Him. Watch for opportunities that He provides for you to build His kingdom. You have a purpose in the kingdom of God, and you can fulfill it. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.